here, and welcome back to a Otaku Puppy Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great Monday so far. Hope you guys had a great weekend as well. Back this week with some more anime news for you guys. I don't have a ton of stuff to talk about, only a handful of stories. So it's going to be a pretty short one this week, hopefully. I can't open up multiple tabs for some reason. My computer's acting wonky. So gonna have to kind of click back and forth. But let's just kind of jump right into it. First up, we have Kodansha to publish first official English release of the Ashita no Joe manga. Media news website ICV2 reported on Thursday that Kodansha will publish Ikki Kajiwara and Tetsuya Chiba's Ashita no Joe, or Tomorrow's Joe, boxing manga in English with the name Ashita no Joe Fighting for Tomorrow. The company will release the manga physically in 8 oversized hardcover volumes, as well as digitally starting in December. The release marks the manga's first official English translation. That's pretty cool. The manga ran in Kodansha's Weekly Shonen Magazine, 1968-1973, sorry about my phone going off there, sorry about that. It had 20 compiled book volumes. That's pretty cool. Of course, if you're a sports fan, you know about like the Joe manga. I have a Joe game on Famicom, I believe. That's pretty cool. I will probably pick those up more than likely. Maybe digitally, because I just don't have the room for any physical copy. I may pick up the first volume physical. Maybe what I'll do, pick up the first one physical and the rest of them digital. But that's pretty cool. So definitely will be checking that out. It says most recently the manga story was reimagined in a new sci-fi setting with new characters in 2018's Megalobox. Which credits the original manga as its origin, and of course Megalobox 2 and Megalobox. If you have not seen Megalobox, Megalobox is such an amazing anime. Both 1 and 2 are great. I highly recommend them. Next up, we have some sad news here. It just seemed interesting. It says CFO co-founder Mark Merlino dies. Co-founder of the first anime club in North America, was also one of the founders of Furry Fandom. The Prancing Skitire, and sorry if I mispronounced that, announced on Twitter on February 20th that Cartoon Fantasy Organization co-founder Mark Merlino has died. Earlier this month, a GoFundMe campaign was launched for Merlino to help fund his hospice care. While the GoFundMe originally helped his bills, he had three strokes. Wow, that's terrible. And stage 4 liver cancer. Really, really terrible. Because Merlino is known as one of the co-founders of the first anime club in North America, the Cartoon Fantasy Organization. Merlino himself documented the history of the organization in a blog post in April 2020. Merlino also noted anime historian Fred Patton founded the organization in Los Angeles in 1977. The organization went on to have other chapters across the United States. Merlino is also known as one of the founders of the Furry Fandom, founding and organizing the yearly conference event. That's terrible, terrible news, but sadly he leaves quite the legacy. So thoughts with his family and friends. And then to kind of end this on a lighter note, this is just me about to rant here, because I just need to know what's going on here. I don't quite understand this. So Sword Art Online Alternative, Gun Gale Online 2, anime reveals more returning casts, debut this year. That's all well and good. My question here is, who's watching Gun Gale and why? Is my quit. Listen, I am a huge Sword Art Online fan. I love every season of SAO, except for Gun Gale. Gun Gale's trash. It's terrible. It's not good. It's nowhere near good. not even remotely good. Do you hear me? It is not good. Why are we getting a season two of this? Who's watching Gun Gale? If you're watching Gun Gale, we cannot be friends because Gun Gale is just not good. I don't know what else to say. I watched Gun Gale when it debuted, and it was fine for like a few episodes, and I was just like, this has got to go. I dropped it, never returned back to it, had no plans on returning back to it. It just wasn't like, I don't know. It felt eh. That's the only way I can explain it. It was eh. Like, it wasn't bad. It was bad. It was bad. Let me stop lying. It was bad. It was just eh. Like, I don't know. It missed all of the, like, sword artness that makes Sword Art Online really good. But no, all jokes aside, if you're in the Gun Gale, that's great. That's great. And season two is coming, so hopefully you do enjoy that. It just wasn't for me. I didn't get into the story enough for it to kind of click. I think it was missing something that Sword Art is a... Sword Art low-key is a romance anime. Let's just be honest. It's a romance anime disguised as like a stuck-in-the-game action anime, but it is not. That part is there, but Sword Art is a romance slice-of-life anime. And that's what I love about it. And Gun Gale, it just seems to miss that somewhere. But again, all jokes aside, if you enjoy it, great. And season two is coming this year, so hopefully you get that. Hopefully you get that this year and not any setbacks. Yeah, so that pretty much covers all the news I have. So, yeah, don't forget to check out the links and whatnot below. Don't forget you can support the podcast if you like. If you do, leave me a voice message saying that you did. And then also, leave a voice message saying that you did. And then leave me an anime to review, whether it be good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. And, yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. So, until next time, Maho out.